我们同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
主，谢谢你又给我们一次机会聚集在你面前。
Lord, we thank thee again that you allow for us to gather together again.
我们一同要在这里寻求你自己的话语。
Together we want to seek after thy word.
愿你的话语向我们都发出亮光。
So that thy word would be enlightening to us.
主啊，我们仰望你，借着你圣灵在我们里面先做工。
Lord, we look to thee that you would work within us.
打开我们在你面前所有一切的阻挡。
Through the Holy Spirit, I would open up any obstacles.
和遮蔽。
Any hidden things.
叫你我当中没有任何的间隔。
So that there would be no hindrances between you and us.
你就把从前你说过的话，今天晚上向我们再说。
Then you would be able to speak thy spoken words to us again tonight.
并且说到我们里面去。
And that you would speak deep within us.
主，我们何等的需要。你常常把你的话显明在我们的心思里。
Lord, how we do need for you to always manifest thy word in our heart.
好叫我们能认识你更多。
So that we would know thee even more.
知道你所要做的事情更明确。
And to be more clear on the works that you will do.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为在你没有改变。
Because with thee there is no changing.
从永远到永远你是神。
From eternity to eternity thou art God.
我们就是这样的等候在你面前。
And we await for thee in this way.
愿你把我们带进你永远的旨意里。
May you lead us into thy eternal will.
让我们看见你一切的作为。
So that we can see all of thy work.
我们这个人就给你打开了。
Then we will be completely opened by thee.
你的荣耀和丰富也就进到我们的里面。
And thy fullness and glory can enter into us.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to thee.
晚上我们在这里等候的时候，求主不仅是在这里向我们每一个人说话。
As we wait for thee here this evening, not only will you speak to each one of us.
也催促我们每一个人都跟上你自己的话。
But that you would urge each one of us to also follow on to thy word.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to thee.
但愿晚上你在这里得着荣耀。
May you be glorified here tonight.
你得着众人的爱戴。
That you will gain all our adoration.
也得着众人对你的跟随。
And that you will also gain all of our following after thee.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们今天晚上开始要看帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Tonight we'll continue to look into 2 Thessalonians.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
帖撒罗尼迦后书是在前书后不太久的时间写出来的。
2 Thessalonians was written not long after 1 Thessalonians was written.
一般读经的人都同意。
In general, all the Bible scholars agree.
前书里面说到主再来的事。
Because in 1 Thessalonians, when it speaks of the Lord's return,
那帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹们，他们收到了前书以后，
and as the brethren there received 1 Thessalonians,
他们心里很渴慕主来的这一个事实。
Within their hearts, they greatly desire of this fact that the Lord will return.
但是他们都当中确实有了一些的骚扰。
But yet, in their midst, there are some disturbances.
因为有人在到他们那里说，
Because some would come to them and say,
你们还等什么主来呢？
What are you still waiting for the Lord's return?
主已经来了。
He has already come.
主把你们撇下了。
He has already left you behind.
那边讲的被提吗？
You mentioned about rapture.
上次就说到主已经来过了。
They said the Lord has already returned.
你们都给撇下了。
You have all been left behind.
那因此就摇动，叫他们有一点的恐慌。
Therefore, they have some fear.
那保罗就把后书写过去。
Then Paul writes to them 2 Thessalonians.
给他们再明确的说到主来的一些事。
To clearly even speak more on the Lord's return.
劝勉他们坚强的站立在 神的应许里。
To encourage them to stand firmly in the promise of God.
这个是后书跟前书的有一点关联的地方。
So this is some of the connection between 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
那我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为前书过后。
Because after 1st Thessalonians.
那后书里边。后书还没有写去以前
，Before Second Thessalonians was discovered, delivered there.
帖撒罗尼迦教会所经历的那些难处还没有过去。
The difficulties of the Church of the Thessalonians did not pass over.
不但是没有过去
，Not only did it not blow over,
并且还更变本加厉的。
On the contrary, it grew more severe.
那么在这种情形的里头
And under that condition,
我们感谢神
We thank God
因为帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄们在那种环境的里头没有摇动
Because the brethren of the Thessalonians they were not shaken because of that
所以保罗写后书的时候
So as Paul writes 2 Thessalonians
一面是给他们一点的称许
On the one hand he praises them
一面也带他们看见神的儿女们在难处里边的一些该有的体会。
And on the other hand, he allows for them to see some of the understanding that the children of God must have in difficulty. In first chapter one,
几乎都是集中在他们受难处。
It is almost focused on their receiving hardship.
他们在难处当中应当看到一个什么的事情。
And amongst those tribulations, what it is they ought to see.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
第一章一开始。
At the beginning of chapter one.
又是一个问安的话。
It is also some greetings.
这个问安的话跟前书是一个模样。
It is the same form as in 1 Thessalonians in this greeting.
我们在前书的时候稍微提了一下这些问安的话。
In 1 Thessalonians, we somewhat mentioned about this greeting.
但是在后书虽然是相同的字句。
But in 2 Thessalonians, though the words are the same.
但是我们确实从这些相同的字句的里边看到了有一些很不寻常的事
But we're able to see though from these same words to see something that is extraordinary.
事情是很普通的
The matter is very simple.
但是主给我们留意到这一个好像是普通的事情却是有着一个很大的含义在里头
Though the Lord allows for us to see, and this seems to be a very common matter, but within there is some great meaning.
那就是保罗这封书信寄出去的时候
That is, as this letter of Paul was sent out.
他是寄给谁呢
Who was it sent to?
他是寄给帖撒罗在神我们的父与主耶稣基督里的教会。
It is sent to the Church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个教会不是在帖撒罗尼迦，而是帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
This church is not in Thessalonica, but is the Church of the Thessalonians.
但是帖撒罗尼迦的这个教会是在神和基督耶稣里。
And this church of the Thessalonians is in God and in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我不准备和弟兄姊妹很细的看再看这一。
Now, I don't plan to go into deep details with brothers and sisters here again.
但是我不能不提到一件事情是弟兄姊妹们不能忽略的。
But I was make mention of something that brothers and sisters cannot neglect.
教会是在父和主耶稣基督里。
That the church is in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
那是说出什么呢?
What does that tell us?
那是说出
It tells us
父与基督是把教会围绕起来的。
That the Father and Christ surrounds the church.
因为教会是在他们里面。
Because the church is in them.
这个是很普通的常识。
This is a very common normal thing.
但是用在教会的身上的时候。
But when it's used upon the church.
这个事情就不普通了。
Then it's not common anymore.
不普通的地方在哪里呢?
Why is it not common?
因为是父和基督把教会包起来
Because it is the Father and Christ that wraps and surrounds the church.
那尤其是
especially for a church that endures tribulation.
这一个看见对他们来说就非常有安慰。
This vision to them is very comforting.
因为一切的难处 如果不经过父跟基督的话，就不能发生在教会的身上。
Because all the difficulties, if it does not go through the Father and Christ, it would not fall upon the church.
如果能发生在教会身上的，定规是通经过父的手和基督的手。
If it does fall upon the church, it must go through the hand of the Father and the hand of Christ.
既然是经过父和基督的允许。
And if it does go through the allowance and permittance of the Father and Christ,
那这个事情定规是对教会有实际的好处。
Then for sure, this thing that goes through them would be a benefit for the church.
最低限度来说,
at the very least,
是神让他的教会去经历神的信实。
It is God allowing for His church to experience His faithfulness.
和神的能力的保守。
And the great might of His protection.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书里边, 我们就更明确地看到这一点。
We can see this even more clearly in 2 Thessalonians.
神允许教会经历难处。
God allows for the church to go through tribulation.
但是神不允许教会在难处的里面,
Yet He does not allow for the church to be harmed in these tribulations.
因为不经过神，就没有难处可以发生在教会身上。
Because without first going through God, no difficulty would fall upon the church.
既然能在教会身上发生的难处,
And if this difficulty can fall upon the church,
神也必定负责任把教会带过那一个难处。
God would also bear the responsibility to bring the church through this difficulty.
从那个难处的里边接受属灵的好处。
And as well, through this difficulty, to bear spiritual goodness.
那我们了解了这一点。
Now if we understand this,
我们往下读的时候就看到那个事实。
Then as we continue to read, we'll see the facts.
因此从第三节开始,
Therefore, starting from verse 3,
保罗说他为着帖撒罗尼迦教会感谢神。
Paul says he thanks God for the church of the Thessalonians.
为着什么感谢神呢?
For what?
为着他们在不容易的经历的里边仍然站立在神的面前。
That for their difficult situation, they still stand before God.
所以保罗就说出,
So Paul says,
他常常为他们感谢神,
He is always thanking God for them.
是合宜的,
it is meet.
是对的,
it is right.
是准确的,
it is correct.
因为他们这样在神面前经过那些难处,
because they have gone through these difficulties in this fashion before God.
固然是神的保守,
On the one hand, it is God keeping them.
但是也是他们的站立,
but it is also their standing firm.
神要保守,
God wants to keep them.
而他们不站立的话,
if they are not willing to stand,
神的保守在他们身上就显不出那个作用,
then God's keeping will not be able to manifest its function.
他们要享用神的保守,
if they want to enjoy God's protection,
他们必须要站在他们该站的那一个地位上。
They must be willing to stand on the position which they ought to stand.
帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们,
the brethren in Thessalonica,
他们没有离开他们所站的地位,
they did not depart away from the position they ought to stand.
虽然他们受了很多很多的难处,
though they have suffered many difficulties.
帖撒罗尼迦人是很凶的,
now the Thessalonians were very fierce.
所以弟兄姊妹也记得使徒行传里面所说的那句话,
and brothers and sisters may remember the words in Acts.
当保罗从帖撒罗尼迦给他们赶走的以后,
When Paul was cast out from Thessalonica,
保罗就到了比利亚,
Paul went to Berea.
那比利亚的人呢?
And those in Berea,
圣灵的记录是这样说,
this is how the Spirit records.
那里的人显于帖撒罗尼迦的人。
Those people were better than the Thessalonians.
那就是说帖撒罗尼迦的人是很糟糕了。
In other words, then, the Thessalonians were very bad.
他们对付神,
they dealt against God.
也对付神的儿女。
They also dealt against the children of God.
帖撒罗尼迦教会就是在这种光景的里面, 度过。
And that is how the church of the Thessalonians went through this.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他们蒙保守。
They were kept.
所以保罗一想到他们的时候。
So when Paul thinks of them.
就为他们感谢。
He is bound to give thanks for them.
常常是这样。
He is always giving thanks for them.
什么时候想起帖撒罗尼迦教会。
Whenever they think of the church, he thinks of the church of the Thessalonians.
什么时候他里面就涌出感谢和赞美。
Then praises and thanksgiving outflows from him.
我今天收到一个从北京来的一个弟兄来的信。
Today I received a letter from a brother in Beijing.
我就很深体会保罗这里所发表的他的那个感觉。
Then I can deeply feel the feeling that Paul has here.
你看到神的儿女们在那种不容易的环境里面的站立，并且在那里长大。
When you're able to see the children of God being able to stand so firm in difficult situations and to also grow.
你实在没有办法禁止从你里面的深处那个感谢和赞美就涌出来。
You cannot but let the praises and thanksgiving outflow from deep within.
因为从那些事情上面你看见神的手。
Because from those matters you're able to see the hand of God.
你看见神的工作在那里显出来。
You can see the work of God being manifested there.
你看见没有任何的人事物可以把神的做工的手压住。
You can see that no people, event or thing can suppress the working hand of God.
我实在感谢主。
I indeed thank the Lord.
那个弟兄不说，我也没办法了解。
If that brother did not say so, I would not understand.
他说啊。
He said.
在北京啊，差不多有2000处那些家庭聚会。
In Beijing, there are about 2,000 family churches.
都是二三十个人。
It's about 20 or 30 in number.
都是那个知识分子吧。
And they're all very educated.
他就提到吴弟兄，我们这个吴弟兄。
And so he mentioned about Eric.
他说他那年去的时候看见那些年轻的学生。
He said on the year when Eric visited them, he saw the young students.
现在已经在各处教会服侍了。
And now those young students are serving in various locations.
如果再去的话，他说你就绝对认不出他们来。
If Brother Eric went to see them again, he would not recognize them.
因为我们是在感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, we thank God.
人可以在地上制造各种各样的难处。
Man can create all sorts of difficulty on earth.
但是所有人手里制造出来的难处都不能叫神的工作停止。
But all the difficulties created by man's hands cannot cease the work of God.
所以保罗在那里好大好大的感谢。
So Paul gives great praises and thanksgiving.
感谢的原因。
And the reason for his thanksgiving.
保罗自己在这里就说了。
Paul here says.
他说因为你们的信心格外增长。
Because your faith groweth exceedingly.
你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足。
And the charity of every one of you all toward each other abounds.
然后底上又再说到。
And then later he says.
在他们所受的一切逼迫患难中仍旧存忍耐和信心。
So that they are still able to keep patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations.
弟兄们，如果我们用信望爱来说这几句话。
Brothers and sisters, if we use faith, hope and love to speak of these words.
全都出来了。
It is all manifested.
但他们出来在什么环境呢？
But how is it manifested? In what condition?
不是在平静安日的环境。
It is not in the condition where there's peaceful unrest. It is not in peace and quiet.
也许还不一定能带出这些的结果来。
Under those circumstances, these may not be able to manifest.
但稀奇的是。
But what's amazing.
是在不容易的环境的里边。
It is in difficult situations.
神的儿女们却把信心、爱心、盼望都带出来。
That the children of God is able to bring forth the faith, the love, and the hope.
特别是当时的帖撒罗尼迦教会。
Especially the church of the Thessalonians.
保罗说。
Paul says.
他们的这个经历。
This experience of theirs.
是他向众教会夸奖他们的。
It is a praise that he has throughout the churches for them.
称许他们的。
It is a praise for them.
说他们在神面前非常的蒙恩的。
To speak of how blessed with grace they are before God.
他们的那个属灵的实际的光景的时候。
When we do not see their actual spiritual condition.
我们先要留意这一个问题。
We must first take note of this issue.
因为我们记得
Because we remember
帖撒罗尼迦教会他们建立起来的时候时间非常短保罗就离开他们
As the church of the Thessalonians was established for a very short period of time Paul left them
在他们中间再没有任何的一个工人在带领
In their midst there's no worker that leads them
并且所有帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹们，年属灵上最年长的也不过是十来二十天。
And even for the most eldest spiritual brother there, they're only about 2 weeks.
一直延伸到现在保罗写信给他们的时候。
Now when Paul writes to them,
顶多也不过是两三个月的时候。
It is at the most about 2 or 3 months.
那是这样的弟兄姊妹们。
And so it is such brothers and sisters.
在主里头的年日是那么短的弟兄姊妹们。
In such a short period of time in the Lord.
他们却是在患难的里边能站得那样的稳。
That they're able to stand so firm in tribulation.
那个原因在哪里？
What's the reason?
我们不能不注意这一点。
We cannot but pay attention to
that. 然后才去注意他们那个实际的属灵的光景。
And then we will take note of their actual spiritual situation.
那我们记得。
We remember.
帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们，他们信主那个经历是非常真实的。
The experience of the brethren of the Thessalonians and how they believe in the Lord was very real.
在前书第一章的里头就很明确的提到了。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, it mentions that to us.
他们是在一个反对的环境的里头来接受主的。
It was in a condition of opposition that they accepted the Lord.
并且他们接受主的时候。
And as they accepted the Lord.
是非常准确的承认他们所接受的那一些福音是神的福音。
They clearly accepted the gospel and that gospel is of God.
而不是人的道理。
It is not man's doctrine.
所以在他们身上他们就有一个这样的经历。
Therefore upon them they have this experience.
他们离弃偶像归向神。
That they turn from idols to God.
不仅是归向神。
Not only to God.
同时是要服侍那又真又活的神。
But at the same time to serve that true and living God.
并且也等候神的儿子从天降临。
And also to await for the Son of God to return from heaven.
弟兄姊妹你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
这个是帖撒罗尼迦教会他们那个建立的那个根基。
That is the foundation of the Church of the Thessalonians as they were built.
他们的建立是建立在一个非常准确的神的儿子所做成的救赎里。
They were built upon this very correct foundation in the salvation which the Son of God completed.
他们信主不是迷迷糊糊的在那里相信。
They did not believe the Lord very confused and in a dim way.
哦，人家说耶稣好，他说是好是好。
Others would say that Jesus is good and they would say yes, Jesus is good.
人家说耶稣伟大，他说伟大伟大。
It is not that others say Jesus is great and they admit that Jesus is great. They did not accept it in that way.
他们很清楚地看到。
They clearly saw.
神儿子所做的工是怎么样的样的一些的工作。
What it is, the work of the Son of God that he has completed.
而他们又是非常准确地去经历神儿子为他们所做成的。
And they also clearly experienced what the Son of God completed for them.
所以当他们一接受主的时候。
So even as they received the Lord.
他们不但是承认他是主。
Not only did they acknowledge he is Lord, but also within they have a guidance. It is to serve the Lord. It is not only to be wait to be served. It is not to admire other service. But they themselves have this requirement from within. They want to serve the Lord. Brothers and sisters.
他们起头是起得那么的准确。
This is how they began so accurately.
他们一起头。
Though at the beginning,
马上就接受难处,
immediately they received persecution,
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
因为他们在主的面前, 那个起头起得好,
because they began so well before the Lord.
说难处并没有把他们喝倒,
so these difficulties did not frighten them off.
相反的难处却在那里催促他们成长。
On the contrary, these difficulties urged them to grow.
我们是在感谢赞美我们的神。
Indeed, we praise and thank our God.
他所做的工实在是奇妙。
All the work that he does is amazing.
是超过人的想象的。
It surpasses what we can imagine.
那在人的想象里,
in our imagination,
你能体会到一件事。
You can understand this.
如果你接受一件事实,
if you accept this fact,
那个事实带给你是难处的,
if this fact brings you difficulty,
那你一定会很快立刻你就把那个事实放弃。
Then very quickly you'll let that go.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹们,
the Church of the Thessalonians,
没有照着一般的光景来行走。
They did not walk according to the common condition.
难处没有叫他们退后。
The difficulties did not cause them to draw back.
难处反倒把他们催到更多的 到神的面前去。
On the contrary, the difficulties push them further even toward the Lord.
我们称颂赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
这是非常宝贝的一件事情。
This is indeed a very precious matter.
那因此我们了解到他们那个根基是那么准确在基督里。
Therefore, as we realize how accurate their foundation is in Christ.
他们没有把他们信主的那个根基放在基督以外的事物上面。
That they did not put their foundation in Christ upon any other thing.
他们是非常的明确的，是让基督做他们所相信的一切的那个基础和内容。
But clearly they allow for Christ to be the foundation of all that belief and the substance of what they believe.
那因此难处发生的时候，
So as difficulties arise,
他们可以坦然去把难处接过来。
They can boldly receive those difficulties.
正因为他们坦然地接受难处，
It is because they can boldly receive those tribulations.
这就叫他们的信心有更明确的有了落脚的地方。
Then it allows for their faith to have ground to settle.
不仅是他们在信心里面有很扎实 的那个成长。
Not only were their faith being able to be very firmly rooted,
并且因着那一个难处不是落在个别人的身上。
But this difficulty was not only on individuals,
而是落在整个的教会里头。
But upon the entire church,
所有信主的弟兄姊妹们都面对那个难处。
All the brothers and sisters who believe in the Lord face that difficulty.
而在这样的光景的底下，
And under that condition,
也催逼着他们在爱心里头彼此的扶持。
It also urged them to support one another in love.
我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
一般人都以为难处是叫人对神产生那个
In general, people would misunderstand that difficulty would cause men to doubt God.
我也承认难处常常会让神的儿女们产生怀疑。
I also confess that many a times difficulty would cause the children of God to doubt him.
但是这是对一般的神的儿女人来说。
But that is speaking to the general population of his children.
若是对的那些根基是稳固又准确的呢？
But for those whose foundation is firm and accurate,
他们接受难处就等于他们接受一个去经历神的机会。
As they receive difficulty, it is equal to the chance that they have to experience God.
既然是一个经历神的机会，
Since it is a chance to experience
God, 那也就是他们成长的一个催促。
It is also an urging for them to grow.
所以我们感谢神。
Therefore, we thank God.
保罗在这里特别提的一件事情。
Here Paul especially mentions about one thing.
提什么呢？
What does he mention?
就是提他们在所受一切的逼迫患难当中仍旧存着忍耐和信心。
It is for your patience and faith in all the persecutions and tribulations that ye endure.
这是保罗指着他们对众教会称许的那一个事实。
And this is the fact which God praises about them through the churches.
那弟兄姊妹们我们要注意了。
Brothers and sisters, we have to take note.
保罗在这里特别提到他们在一切的逼迫和难处中间的忍耐。
Here Paul mentions especially about their patience in all the tribulation and persecution.
信心。
Their faith.
那这个在患难里边的忍耐是什么一回事？
And so what is this patience in persecution?
那患难里边那个信心是什么一回事？
And what is this faith in persecution?
弟兄姊妹们，我们从他们所经历这个事上面实在看到
Brothers and sisters, in their experience, were able to see.
落在不容易忍受的难处和逼迫的当中
When they're in persecution and tribulation, that's not easy to bear.
能忍耐
If they can have patience,
就不仅是忍耐的这一个表面的现象
It's not only this external phenomenon of forbearing.
如果你如果只是一个看见一个忍耐的现象
Now if you merely see this phenomenon of patience
就不知道这个忍耐的那个实质是什么
Then you do not know the true substance of this patience
如果只有外表的那个忍耐的话
Now if you only have external patience
那这个忍耐可以是人自己的力量的支撑
Then this patience, it could be man's own ability to support himself.
但是这样的支撑是支撑不了很久的。
But this kind of support he cannot forbear for very long.
所以圣经里边提到这一类的忍耐的时候。
So as the scriptures mentions about this patience.
常常给我们看到如果这中文翻译上来的时候它就翻成恒久忍耐。
And so many times in the Chinese translation, it is translated in this way, it allows for us to see it is perseverance, it's an enduring patience.
在英文的圣经里边。
And in the English translation,
就专用着那个 endurance, 这个字。来说明这样的忍耐。
It especially uses this term, this word endurance, to speak of such patience.
而这个字是不是特别是指出这个忍耐不是暂时的。
Therefore, it points out this patience is not temporarily.
是持久的。
It is enduring.
不是一天两天的。
It is not one or two days.
是长久的。
It is a long time.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这里他们说到他们在患难中仍旧存着这样的忍耐。
Here it speaks that they were still able to have such patience in persecution.
怎么能有这样的忍耐？
How are they able to have such patience?
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你就留意到，
then you think,
他们看见在难处的里边，
they see that in difficulty,
是神的手在那，
it is God's hand there.
因此，
therefore,
很重要的一件事情，
something very important，
在难处的当中，
in difficulty，
他们没有怨言，
they did not grumble，
他们没有疑惑，
they did not doubt。
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters，
我们常常在忍耐的事上走不过来，
many times when we cannot get through that patience，
乃是因着我们里面有怨言，
it is because within we have grumbling。
虽然嘴巴里不说，
though in our lips we do not have it，
但是里面实在存着一丝有怨言的那一种感觉。
But within we truly have those feelings of grumbling against God.
有些时候你是那个怨言是直接埋怨神。
Sometimes those grumblings we just outright grumble against God.
神啊，我是拣选你，怎么你让这些难当的难处临到我。
God, I do choose you. Why do you allow for these difficulties to come upon me?
神好像你撇下我不顾了。
God, it seems like you have left me behind.
那就是向着神的。
That is to God.
有一些的光景是这样。
It could be manifested in such condition.
拿自己和别人来比较。
That we compare ourselves with others.
好像觉得自己所承担的难处比谁都重。
It seems like the difficulty we bear is much heavier than others.
里面就隐隐约约的就有点怨言。
Within we hiddenly have grumbling.
当然这个怨言也是向着神。
Of course these murmurs are also against God.
神啊，你怎么让别人那么轻省，我是这样的被重担。
God, why do you allow others to be so light and I am so heavy burden?
不管那个程度是怎样，
no matter how the degree is,
反正是有怨言。
Regardless, there is murmuring. And then of course there are others.
那很复杂。
It is very complex.
也许对那些给你制造难处的人，
maybe to those who give you hardship,
你里面就有又有一些这个怨言。
Within we grumble.
不管那个怨言的情形是怎么样，
no matter how those grumblings appear,
反正你里面就不舒服。
But within we just feel uncomfortable, brothers and sisters.
帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们，他们能忍受这种环境。
The Thessalonian brethren can stand firm in this.
很肯定一件事情，
for one thing is for sure,
他们不看人，
they did not look at man,
也不看自己，
they did not look at themselves,
也不看环境，
they did not look at the circumstances.
他们在难处的当中，
but in their tribulation,
他们看见神的管理，
they only see the sovereignty of God.
他们看见神的神的引导，
they see the guidance of God.
既然是神的允许，
and since God permitted it,
我们就接过来，
then we will receive it.
我们虽然不明白为什么事情发生在我们的身上，
so we do not understand why this would fall upon us.
但是我们知道一件事，
but we know one thing.
如果不是神的意思，
if it's not God's intent,
谁都不能损害我们一点点。
No one can harm us a little bit.
那因此他们在难处的里边，
therefore in their difficulty,
他们用不着咬紧那个牙根，
they don't need to bite down.
他们也用不着逃避那个难处。
They don't need to escape the difficulty.
他们就坦然地接了过来。
They can boldly receive the hardship.
或者他们就把那个难处带回主的面前。
Maybe they bring the hardship before the Lord.
对神说。
To say to God.
我承担不了。
I cannot bear it.
你来承担。
You bear it.
因为是你允许发生在我的身上。
Because you allow for it to come upon me.
你要替我承担。
So you will bear it for me.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Praise and thank the Lord.
我们是哪一种反应回到主的面前？
Regardless of how we respond before the Lord,
我们里面是坦然的。
We are bold before Him.
没有埋怨的。
We have no grumbling.
也没有自怜的。
And there is no self-pity.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那一个忍耐。
Then that patience
就持久了。
Would be enduring.
因为不是他自己在那里去应付那个难处。
Because we're not handling that difficulty ourselves.
乃是他自取神的同在。作为他的力量去承受承担那个难处。
But we appropriate the presence of the Lord to support ourselves for that difficulty.
那我们归总一句话来。
So if we conclude,
他们能忍耐。
They're able to have patience.
其中有一点很重要的。
There's one very important point.
他们知道。
They know.
如果按照事实来说。
If according to the facts.
的确有很多的冤气在哪里。
Indeed, there are a lot of grievances there.
但是他们宁愿安静下来。
But they rather quiet themselves down.
让神去他替他们伸冤。
To allow for God to bear those grievances for them.
我想那个时候罗马书还没有写。
I don't think Romans was written yet at that time.
但是保罗对他们的带领。
But the guidance that Paul has to them.
大概也会把罗马书上的那个话给他们交通过。
Would also share from the words of Romans to them.
就是保罗没有给他们交通过。
Even if Paul did not share it with them,
圣灵也会那样的教导他们。
The Spirit would also teach them in this way.
那是什么话呢？
What words are they?
那是罗马书十三章上面，十二章上面的。
That is in Romans chapter 12.
不要自己伸冤。
Or do not repay others for yourself.
听凭主怒。
But allow for the wrath of the Lord.
但是说，就是让神替你伸冤。
But God will repay for you.
你不必自己去伸冤。
You don't need to vindicate for yourself. Praise and thank the Lord.
什么时候
？Whenever.
神的儿女眼睛看见神。
Whenever the children of God can see God. To see His working hand.
那就没有什么难处可以把他们打倒。
Then there will be no difficulty that can beat them down.
如果看不见神。
If we cannot see God.
看不见神的做工的手。
We cannot see the working hand of God.
那定然看自己。
Then we'll look at ourselves.
一看自己就自怜。
And when we look at ourselves, we have self-pity.
一看自己就有很多的埋怨。
And when we look at ourselves, then we have much grumbling.
那这样
，In that way,
仇敌不必再做什么的工作。
The enemy need not do any more work.
人就倒下去。
The man would fall.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
帖撒罗尼迦的教会的弟兄姊妹们，他们站住。
The Thessalonian church brothers and sisters stood firm.
因为他们能忍耐。
Because they had patience.
他们所以能忍耐。
They were able to endure because their focus did not shift from God. They did not shift from God in difficulty. In great difficulty, their sight was still on God. So they can stand. Because they stood, then their faith also grew. We especially praise and thank our Lord.
增强的时候
When you mention about this faith growing exceedingly,
保罗就把他们这一段的经历牵引到神的公义的那个判断的这一点上去。
Paul leads this point of their faith to the righteous judgment of God.
保罗说你们的这个忍耐 和信心啊，正是表达了神那个公义的判断。
Paul says that this faith and this patience is a manifest token of God's righteous judgment.
连到神那个公义的判断。
And so how does this link up with the righteous judgment of God?
下文我们就看到。
In the text we can see.
神一定会报应。
God will repay.
神一定会还给他们一个公道。
God will repay righteousness to them.
他们看到了这一点。
When they see that,
所以他们里面就非常的平静安稳。
Then within, they're very secure and restful.
我就不必自己伸冤。
I don't need to vindicate for myself.
神会替我伸冤。
He will repay.
神会在那里显明那个事实的真相。
God will manifest the truth.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
那我们说了这么许多的话。
Now when we share so much.
我们要回过头来。
We must go back.
要归纳出一个很重要的信息在这里。
And summarize a very important message here.
那是神的儿女跟难处的。那一个关系。
And that is the relationship between the children of God and difficulty.
也可以说神的儿女们如果你落在难处里边的时候你怎么去认识难处。
You can also say for the children of God when they're in difficulty, how do they come to understand that difficulty?
那在我们的天然的里头。
In our nature.
我们是喜欢逃避难处的。
We love to escape from hardship.
我们顶好就不要遇见难处。
It would be best if we never endure hardship.
我们遇见难处的时候顶好是有路可以给我避开它。
Before we see the hardship, it would be best if there's a way to escape.
但是有些时候你要避无可避啊。
But sometimes there is just no way to escape.
你就是落在难处里。
We are in hardship.
那你落在难处里的时候。
And as we are in hardship.
那你怎么来认识那个难处呢？
How do we come to understand this hardship?
如果没有很准确的认识那个难处。
If we don't have a clear understanding of hardship, then in this hardship we'll suffer.
难处没有把我们压死。
And not only did it oppress us,
那种苦味啊,
but that bitterness there
也把我们自己压死。
would also cause ourselves to suppress ourselves, but we thank God.
神的话语在这里,
the word of God here,
不仅是称许帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹们, 他们, 在主面前的建场。
Not only praises the church of the Thessalonians how strong they were before God,
而神的灵也借着保罗跟他们解开难处对神的儿女们的那个意义。
But the Spirit of God also reveals to us the meaning of hardship for the children of God.
那头一件事情我们要留意。
So the first thing we notice is,
弟兄姊妹你注意第五节。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 5.
上面说到他们在一切逼迫患难中仍旧存忍耐和信心。
Before it says that even in tribulation and persecution, their patience and faith was endured.
第五节马上接上去就因着这样的一个结果他就指出一个事实来。
And verse 5, because of this result, points forth this fact for us.
他说这正是神公义判断的明证。
Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God.
他们在逼迫的里边能站住。
In persecution, they can stand.
神的灵在这里就说这就是神公义判断的明证。
So the Spirit of God says this is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God.
如果你要从表面来看这个事实。
If you want to look at it externally,
你怎么都看不见这两件事情有关联。
You cannot see these two things related to each other.
人都落在难处里了。
Man is in hardship.
人都在那里好像连气都喘不过来了。
Man is suffering so much he can't even take a breath.
这是神公义判断的明证。
How can you say this is the manifest token of God's righteous judgment?
如果神公义的判断的明证在这个时候是这样显出来。
If this is the manifest token of God's righteousness now,
那我们真的是看不见神的公义的判断在哪里。
Then indeed we do not see where that righteous judgment is.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们的确是看不到。
Indeed we cannot see it.
但圣灵给我们指出了。
But the Spirit points forth for us.
怎么显明神公是那个神的儿女们在患难里能忍耐。
How is it that the children of God can forbear in difficulty?
是神公义判断的明证。
That it could be the manifest token of God's righteous judgment. We thank the Lord.
头一件事情。
The first thing being,
圣灵就给神儿女们指出。
The Spirit points to the children of God.
他们受难处。
They suffer.
是有一个原因的。
There is a reason for it.
或者说是有一个目的的。
Or in other words, a purpose.
是什么原因，是什么目的？
What reason, what purpose?
因为他们所受难处跟神的国发生了关系。
There is a relationship with suffering and the kingdom of God.
因为那里就说到。
Because there it says,
神公义的判断的明证。
The manifest token of God's righteous judgment.
神公义判断的明证是从哪里显出来呢？
Where is this manifest token of God manifested?
从下文所说的事情显出来。
It is what is told to us later on.
所以说头一件事情。
So the first thing is,
就是让他们 看到神的国。
They can see the kingdom of God.
并且也让他们看见。
And they also see.
他们所经历的与神的国是发生关系。
All that they experience has relations to do with the kingdom of God.
因为他们能有这样的经历。
Because they have such experience.
就让他们在神的面前。
So before the presence of God.
神算他们是配得着神的国。
God would count them worthy of the kingdom of God.
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你看就是把他们所接受的难处和承受神的国连到一起。
So you can see that the difficulty which they suffer is related to the kingdom of God.
那为什么是会连接一起呢?
How is this connected?
原因就是说
The reason being,
他们为什么会碰到这些难处呢?
Why is it that this hardship would fall upon them?
他们会碰到这些难处。
They have this hardship.
那是因为神的对头要阻挡神的国的显明。
It is because the adversary of God want to oppose God and oppose his kingdom from being manifested.
要对付神的国的显明。
In order for the kingdom of God not to manifest,
他们要办法去对付神的自己。
They cannot deal, the adversary cannot deal with God himself.
那所以他只好把他们一切的对付转移到跟随主的人。
And so all the opposition is focused upon those who follow God.
我们也许是愚昧。
Maybe we are foolish.
但是神的对头是不愚昧。
But the adversary of God is not foolish.
他知道。
He knows.
等到有一天得救的人数天满。
One day when the number is filled.
等到有一天神的儿女们在生命里面成长到一个像基督的地步。
One day when the life of the children of God is grown and manifested to be like Christ,
神的国就来了。
Then the kingdom of God will come.
神的国就显现了。
The kingdom of God will appear.
他要对付神的国。
He will go against the kingdom of God.
他不能等到神的国显现的时候他才去对付。
He cannot wait for it to appear and then go against the kingdom.
那个时候他没有条件去对付。
At that time, he is not qualified to go against the kingdom of God.
那个时候他是给关在无底他已经是给扔到给关到无底坑里去。
Because at that time, he will be imprisoned in the bottomless pit.
所以他要对付神的国。
So if he wants to go against the kingdom of God, it must be before the kingdom of God is appearing.
他就来对付。
Then he will come and oppose.
但是对付建立这一国的神的儿子，他没有条件了。
He is also not qualified to oppose the Son of God who establishes the kingdom.
因为神的儿子已经从死里复活了，已经是越过了他的权势。
Because the Son of God has risen from the dead, has surpassed his authority.
那所以他对付神的国，只能对付跟随主的人。
So in order to deal against the kingdom of God, he can only focus on those who follow the Lord.
他怎么去对付神的跟随主的人。
So how does he oppose those who follow the Lord?
他不能再把他们拖回永远的灭亡里去。
He cannot drag them back into eternal damnation.
但是他却能叫他们从跟随主的那一个光景里面退下来，不再跟随主。
But he is able to disrupt them so that they would come back from the way to follow the Lord.
那他怎么能叫他们不跟随主呢？
So how does he do this?
他要兴起环境来叫他们心寒。
He will cause the surrounding circumstances to raise so they would fear.
叫他们上胆。
So that they would have fear.
让他们再提不起勇气来跟随主。
So that they have no courage to follow the Lord.
那虽然他这样子来做，并不能改变神的国要显明的事实。
Even though as he does this, it cannot change the fact that the kingdom of God will appear. But very least,
他会想，我拖延神的国。
That he is thinking, I will have the kingdom of God tarry.
如果一直能拖延下去的话，
if I can have it continue to tarry,
也许会有一个结果。
Maybe this result might come forth.
神的国根本就不能出现。
The kingdom of God would not appear.
那这是仇敌的想法。
That is the way the enemy thinks.
虽然这个是我们的推测。
So that is our guess.
但是非常有可能。
But it's very possible.
那因此我们很明显的看到。
Therefore, we can clearly see.
撒旦会兴起各种各样的难处。
Satan would make many situations arise.
阻挡神的儿女们跟随主一直往前行。
To hinder the children of God from following the Lord forward.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神的儿女们若是能站立在主那边。
If the children of God can stand firm on the Lord's side.
没有给撒旦所兴起的难处何倒。
And was not afraid because of the situations arisen by the enemy.
那神的国的降临。
Then the kingdom of God coming.
总有一天就出来了。
Will appear one day.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
Therefore, brothers and sisters, do you see?
神儿女们遇到患难，而能在患难的里边站立。
When the children of God encounter hardship, yet they're able to stand.
你不要说一定是好像一些抵挡神的权势那些地区里头。所兴起的那样的敌对。
You need not say some of the opposition that arise from the regions that oppose God.
就是像现在我们所处这个好像没有什么太厉害明显的抵挡神的权势来对付我们。
Even now, in the circumstances which we live, seemingly there's not apparent opposition that deals against God.
但是不等于撒旦没有他来对付我们的那种事实发生了。
But that does not mean Satan does not have things that would come to deal against us.
简单的说用。
Very simply.
你两个人同时在一个公司里做事。
When there are two people working in the same company.
两个人都一样的卖力气。
When both of them work just as hard.
你是基督徒。
You're a Christian.
另外一个不是。
Someone else is not.
但是那个 boss 就喜欢他过于喜欢你。
But your boss likes the other employee more than you.
所以在各方面都给他一点好处。
And so the boss shows favoritism.
或者甚至有更甚的光景。
Or maybe even more situation.
他样样都不如你。
That everything is against you.
但是他就是会讨 boss 的欢喜。
But the other employee knows how to please the boss.
所以 boss 对他就也格外的对待。
And so the boss treats him better.
所以有机会就先给他，不给你。
So more chances go to him than you.
你就落到这种情形里。
So you're in that situation.
你气不气？
Are you angry?
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为撒旦一定要兴起一个敌对神的环境，哪里才会有难处。
Brothers and sisters, do not think Satan must rise up opposition for you before there's difficulty there.
哪里才会有一些试验。
Then there would have trials in those difficulties.
不。
No.
任何的环境，撒旦都可以在那里兴风作浪。
In any situation, Satan can cause the storms to come.
他都能挑起我们里边的一些自怨自怜的那种情绪。
He can always incite the grumbling that we have, the self-pity that we have.
都可以挑起我们埋怨神的、怀疑神的那一种情绪。
He can always stir up the emotions that we have to doubt God and to grumble against God.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当我们看准了。
When we see accurately.
神允许临到我们身上一切的事情。
When God allows for those He permits to come upon us, He has His heart's desire there.
同时也是在那里让我们去经历羞辱仇敌，对付撒旦，来加强神的国降临的那个机会。
It is also at the same time He allows for us to experience the fact to shame the enemy, to strengthen the return of the Lord, the kingdom appearing.
所以你看到这里的话说得很清楚。
So here you can see very clearly.
你们是为着这一国受苦。
For which ye also suffer.
你们经历这许多的难处，乃是为着这一个国。
When you encounter so much hardship, it is for this kingdom.
我们撇开这个表面的那些苦。
If we just take away all the external suffering that we have,
我们回到我们自己这一方面来看。
When we look at ourselves,
我们都承认。
We confess.
如果神带领我们经过一些的特殊的经历。
If God brings us through some extraordinary situation,
如果我们服在神的权柄的底下。
If we would submit under God's authority,
那每经过一次特殊的经历。
Then each time we go through those experiences,
我们这一个人就受修理。
Then we are adjusted and repair somewhat.
我们这个人就会给拆毁一点了。
Then we're somewhat more broken.
那弟兄姊妹，你想象。
Brothers and sisters, think about that.
一而再，再而三的拆毁。
Again and again, when we're broken.
一而三，再而一而再而三的那样的破碎。
If we're again and again, we're shattered.
对我们个人来说。
To us personally,
是不是叫我们那个生命的丰富有更多的累积呢？
Does it allow for our fullness of our life to accumulate and grow?
我们感谢赞美神啊。
We praise and thank God.
越过越给我们看见。
The more that happens.
神在我们个人身上也好。
God allows for us to see whether individually.
神在这个整体的教会身上也好。
Or in the corporate body.
他是不住在那里累积那一个生命的丰富。
He continues to accumulate the fullness of life there.
而生命的丰富的累积到一个地步的时候。
And when the richness of life is accumulated to a point.
那就是神的国显明的时候。
Then the kingdom of God will appear.
弟兄说你怎么去领会你们是为着这一国来受苦的。
So brothers and sisters, how do you come to understand that you suffer for this kingdom? We thank God.
我们就看到。
We see.
神的国的显明。
The appearing of God's kingdom.
本身就是一个属灵的征战。
On the one hand, it in it of itself is a spiritual warfare.
本身就是神的儿女们来对付撒旦的一个征战。
It is a spiritual in which the children of God fights against Satan.
这一个征战的性质是很隐秘的。
And the nature of this battle is very hidden.
而许多时候隐藏在一些事物的里边，我们不会想到这个是属灵的征战。
Many times it is hidden in many various things that we will not consider this to be spiritual warfare.
我们以为这不是一个一般的情形。
We feel this is very common thing.
我们承认从表面上来是一般的事。
We confess on the surface it is common thing.
但是在一般的事情上掺杂了撒旦的那个手在那里的时候，那个一般的事就成了一个属灵征战的题目。
But in these everyday things, when it's mixed in the hand of Satan there, then it becomes spiritual warfare.
就像刚才我举那个例子。
Just as the example I raised.
你在做事，你在公司里。
When you're at work.
你升级或者不升级
，Whether you're promoted or not，
这是很普通的事情。
Those things are very common。
没有什么了不起。
There's nothing great about it。
但是撒旦的手可以掺杂在里边。
But Satan's hand can be mixed in it。
他怎么掺杂呢
？How does he work？
他挑动你里边的那个对神的怀疑。
He can incite the doubt that you have to God。
挑动你里面的那种自怜自爱。
He can stir up your self-love and self-pity。
挑动你里面的那种埋怨的情绪。
He can stir up those emotions。
你就看见
of grumbling, then you can see
一个很平凡的事情
something very common
马上就成了一个属灵征战的
immediately
那个事实了
it will become the grounds for spiritual warfare we thank the Lord
在这样的光景里
so in that condition
圣灵给我们看到一个非常宝贝的事
the Spirit shows us something very precious
在属灵的征战的里边
in spiritual warfare
你不必做什么事情
you don't need to do anything
你只要站住
just stand
你站住就是得胜
just stand firm then you're victorious
你没有离开你该站的那个位置就是得胜
if you did not depart away from the stand what you where you should stand then you're victorious we praise and thank God
所以圣灵借着保罗在这里说
so the Spirit through Paul says
你们就是为这国受苦
for which ye also suffer
你们如果是这样能经过来了
if you can go through in this way
那我们倒过来才上面那一句话
then let's go forward and see
这样就叫你们可算配得神的国
that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
如果
ifIf you suffer for this kingdom,
受苦过了以后,
after you suffer for the kingdom,
你们得这个国,
you gain this kingdom,
那你们真配得这个国,
then you're truly worthy of this kingdom.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God,
他一直告诉我们,
He continues to tell us,
我们这些人永远是不配的,
we are never worthy.
我们没有条件可以配的,
we are never qualified to be worthy.
你说我们受苦而叫神的国来就来了。
You say, I suffer so the kingdom of God can come.
用人的话来说,
in man's words,
我们就是没有功劳也有苦劳啊。
If we don't even have merit, we have our hard labor for it.
所以神的国家显明的时候,我们也是配得的。
And so when the kingdom appears, we are worthy for it.
但是主的话一直告诉我们说。
But the Lord's word continued to tell us.
我们永远配的。
We are never worthy.
你说哎呦这样太过分了吧。
Then you question, this is too much.
苦是我们受。
We are the one who suffer.
但是受过了苦我们还是不配。
But yet after we suffer, we're still not worthy, brothers and sisters.
如果神给我们看见那个整个属灵事实的真相。
If God truly shows us the entire spiritual truth,
我们总不敢在神的面前去争功的。
We dare not have any merit before God. We thank the Lord.
主的话说得很清楚,
the Lord's words are very clear. Yes, you suffer for the kingdom of God. But as you go through in this way, so that you can be counted worthy of the kingdom. He'll count you worthy for the kingdom. You gain this kingdom. Externally, it's because you suffer, so it seems like you're worthy.
别人没有这种经历, 所以他们得不着神的国, 所以他们是不配。
Others don't have this experience, so they cannot gain the kingdom, so they're not worthy of it.
但是主的话告诉我们说,
but the Lord's words tell us,
你就是经过许许多多这一些经历,
even so, that you have experienced all these experiences,
你我还是不配。
You and I are still not worthy.
我们所以能这样,
we are able to be in this way, to gain the kingdom of God. It is because God deems us worthy. He counts us worthy. It is very meaningful.
中文圣经在第一章里边提了两次这个配的问题。
Now, in the Chinese translation, it has two times it mentions about worthiness in chapter 1.
一次就是在这个第五节。
One is in verse 5 here.
一次就是在那第11节。
And the other time in verse 11.
但是你留意,
but pay attention.
两个地方用两个不同的 的字来看来说这个配,
both times it uses two different worthy to mention about this.
第五节就是说算你是配,
in chapter 5, in verse 5 it says count you worthy.
十一节就是看你是配,
and the other word it says that he would consider you worthy.
那虽然中文是把它翻成 一个看,
one, you can, in Chinese translation, is that you're counted worthy, and the one that you consider worthy.
但是在希腊文圣经里面都是一个说法。
But in the Greek, it is still the same word.
都是算你,
it is the meaning that you're counted worthy.
为什么呢?
Brothers and sisters, why?
我们忍受难处的时候啊, 我们的确是很苦很苦的。
You question and you say that when we suffer, indeed, it is very hard for us.
但是主给我们看到一件事,
but the Lord shows us one thing.
如果不是主在那里陪着我们走过,
if it is not the Lord that accompanies us as we go through,
不是主在那里拖着我们走过,
if it is not the Lord who supports us to go through,
而不是主在那里保守我们经过,
if it is not the Lord who keeps us as we go through,
我们全都要倒下去,
then we will all fall.
谁能跟撒旦来相对呢?
Who is able to oppose Satan?
我们都不行,
we cannot.
但现在我们行,
but now we're able.
因为我们 是在基督里,
because we're in Christ.
弟兄姊妹们, 所以我们读这个提摩太，对，帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章的时候,
so brothers and sisters, as we read 2 Thessalonians,
就越发感觉刚才一开始我们说到在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会这一句话和跟帖撒罗尼迦后书的交通,
the more we feel then the words we read that this church is in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ is closely related to this book. This is where the reason is. We thank God. The first thing we're able to see, all the difficulty the children of God goes through is closely related to the kingdom of God. It is a very clear fact that in this spiritual battle, it is for the kingdom of God. Another aspect that we need to pay attention to, that as the children of God go through all the difficulties, it is the manifest token of God's righteousness. It is that phenomenon. Because as the kingdom of God comes, or when the kingdom of God appears, the children of God go through the judgment throne of Christ. And as before the judgment throne of Christ,
有奖赏,
there's reward.
有亏损,
there's loss.
那怎么来决定那个奖赏和亏损呢?
So how is that determined whether you have reward or suffer loss?
这就和我们在地上跟随主的经历 有直接的关系。
That has a direct relationship to our experience on earth.
我们是在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
神虽然允许我们经过各种各样的难处。
Though God allows for us to go through various difficulties.
神允许我们经过各种不容易承担的那些担子。
God allows for us to go through those burdens that are not easy for us to bear.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他一面扶持我们走过那些路程。
On the one hand, He supports us to go through that path. 另一
面纪念我们拣选他，一直维持要站立在他面前的那一个心意。
On the other hand, he remembers that we choose him, that we continue to have the desire to stand on his side.
那所以他就让我们在神的国里面接受了奖赏。
So he allows for us to receive reward in his kingdom.
但另一面呢？
On the other hand,
对那些抵挡神儿女们的人呢？
To those who oppose the children of God.
那些给神儿女们制造难处的不信的人呢？
Those unbelievers who create difficulty for the children of God.
神说，
God says,
他会在公义的审判的里边去处理他们。
That he will deal with them in his righteous judgment.
他们要受到他们该受的那一个处理。
They will receive their recompense.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在这一个，在这里。
Here.
稍微给我们看到一点点。
We can somewhat see.
当神公义显明出来的时候。
When God's righteousness is manifested, those
那个景象是怎样的。
What is the phenomenon for the unbelievers?
第九节那就说了。
Verse 9 there says.
受刑罚。
They're punished.
那个刑罚是什么呢？
What is that?
第一就是永远的沉沦。
First is everlasting destruction.
第二就是离开主的面和他全能的荣光。
Second is from the glory of his power.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
简单的来说，
to simply put it,
这一些人，
these people,
永远不能再见神的面。
They will never see the face of God.
永远没有条件在神的荣光的里面。
They are never qualified to be in God's glory.
这是那些对付神的人的结局。
That is the result of those who oppose God.
而到那个时候，
at that time,
神的公义就彰显。
God's righteousness will be manifested.
神不会永远让邪恶的势力横行。
He will never forever allow for the power of evil to do as it wish.
他更不甘心他的儿女们长远受冤屈。
Even more so, he is not willing for his children to always suffer indignant.
弟兄姊妹，我们才读过启示录不久。
We have just finished Revelation.
我们还记得第六那羔羊接印的时候，第六印揭开，在祭坛底下的一些为神的道被斩的人。
We read that as the Lamb opens the sixth seal, those who are under the altar, those who are slain.
他们在那里要求主给他们伸冤。
There they are crying to the Lord to repay for them.
主说等等等等等等。
The Lord tells them to have patience.
那主说叫安息片时，等候片时。
The Lord tells them to suffer and wait a while.
这个等候不是没有了尽期的。
That is not a period that never ends.
有了尽期的。
There is an end to it.
主让他们听见。
The Lord allows for them to hear.
到了时候。
At due time.
神会还他们公道的。
God will repay for the righteousness.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以我们说。
So we say.
神的儿女们在那里忍受各样的难处。
As the children of God forbear difficulty.
而能站立在神的面前。
That they are able to stand before God.
那是显明神自己公义的判断。
That manifests the righteous judgment of God.
因为那时。
Because at that time.
这个话对我们来说就很有意思。
To us, this is very meaningful.
因为在我们的那个。在我们的心思上头
because for us in our heart
我们常常想
many times we think
神啊你要替我们伸冤现在马上就来
God when you take vengeance for us you must do it now
就有点像祭坛底下的 那些人一样
it's just like those who are under the altar
但是神有神的时间
but God has his time
神不是按照我们的时间来做
God does not work according to our time our things
前几天我在南边一个夏令会里头。
Few days ago, I was in a summer retreat in down south.
碰到有一个信主不算是太久太稳的。 一个人。
I encountered someone who was in the Lord not for a long time and is not very steady.
他的先生当时也，如果他们都信主的话，也是他们的弟兄，他的弟兄嘛。
And so if her and her husband is in the Lord, then they're brothers and sisters in the Lord. He passed away.
那么在他先生没去世以前
，before he passed away，
有一些基督徒和他一同在那里，祷告求神。
Some Christians with her pray to God, asking God.
神啊，你要治好某某人的病。
God, you have to heal him of this illness.
这一个。我看不晓得他是姊妹还是不是姊妹，反正这个人他就说，神啊，我不求你很多，我只求你给他多活一年半载。
And so I don't know if she's a sister in the Lord or not, but this person prayed to the Lord, Lord, I'm not asking for much, just for him to live a year or two more.
因为他们两个人都是从中国大陆出来的。
Because they both came from China.
是经历过许许多多的风浪。
And so they've gone through many hardships.
没有，在他们眼中看来好像没有做过什么好日子。
And so in their sight, it seems like they did not spend many good days.
出来也没有多久，先生就染上了一个胰脏癌还是肝脏癌，肝癌。
And so now they're able to come here and he has cancer.
他说，才平静安稳一点，他又要走了。
And now we have some peace and quiet, yet he's to be taken away.
他说，神啊，我只求你给他一年半载。
And so she says, God, I'm only asking for a year or half.
结果他们这个祷告都没有给主接受了。
And so the Lord did not accept such prayer.
他就有点怀疑。
And so she has some doubt.
他怀疑得很有意思。
And so as she doubts, it's very interesting.
他不是怀疑再有没有神，他从前是无神。
She did not doubt if there's a God or not because before she was atheist.
他现在不是怀疑有没有神。
She's not doubting if there's a God or not.
他是怀疑，神这样没有答应我祷告，是不是我有什么事情不行，神惩罚我。
And so she is doubting in a way that is there something wrong with me that he did not hear my prayer, he is punishing me.
虽然这样的怀疑比较怀疑神的信实。是好像是好一点。
And so it seems like such doubt is a little better off than doubting God.
因为总是觉得自己有些什么不对，所以神惩罚我，就罚到我的先生的身上去。
And so such doubt is doubting upon ourselves and not God that something's wrong with me, so he's punishing me and it fell upon my husband.
我就告诉他说，我们的神不是喜欢惩罚人的神。
And so I told her, our God is not someone who likes to punish us.
我们的神巴不得每一个人都到他的面前来承受恩典。
He is so willing for all of us to come before him to bestow grace upon us.
我用其他的话来跟他说。
So I use other words to tell her.
然后最后我告诉她说，
And at the end I told her,
神有神的时间，
God has his time.
神也做了他看为最好的坐在我们的身上。
God will do what he deems best upon us.
你慢慢体会这一个就好。
Just gradually come to understand it.
你知道他，你先生，临终以前很确实的接受了主。
So if you know your husband clearly accepts the Lord before he died,
你现在又接受了主。
And now you accept the Lord,
那么最低限度
，at the very least then，
那他现在离开世界，他就少受很多的折磨。
So even if he depart from the world now, he will suffer less physically.
你们也是一样的，少受很多的折磨。
And so same for you as well.
反正你也蒙恩得救了。
And now you're saved.
反正到了那一天，在神面前，你大概还能遇见他。
Then on that day before God's presence, you will still see him again.
那你当然像这样的人。
Of course, for such individuals,
我们常常会碰到。
We would encounter.
有些时候连我们自己都会这样。
We ourselves are like that sometimes.
我们愿意寻求神的旨意。
We are willing to seek after God's will.
但是我们常常忽略把神的时间也算在。神的旨意的里头。
But many times we forget to count time, God's timing in His will.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这里有一个字。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention here.
就是第六节了。
That is in verse 6.
神既是公义的，就必将患难报应那加患跟你们的人。也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。什么时候？
When is it that, and to you who are troubled, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled rest with us, when does that happen?
那时,
it is on that day.
那时,
on that day.
在那一日,
it is on that day at that time.
So, 哪一日呢?
When is that?
主和他有能力的天使从天降临主再来。
It is the Lord's return when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Many times we say, God, if you are righteous, why don't you extend forth your hand to intervene?
神一定干预,
God will intervene.
但是神的时间,
but we must take note of God's time.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
那因此我们注意到,
so then we take note. The manifest righteousness of God.
这是第二方面,
that is the second point.
还有第三方面,
there's a third point.
那就是,
that is,
神儿女们的遇见难处的事情和神荣耀的显明也有了关联。
There's also a connection with the hardship of the children of God and the Lord's manifestation.
因为当主的时间一到了,
because when the Lord's time comes,
神的儿女们都要进到荣耀里,
all the children of God will enter into glory.
但是神, 基督的荣耀在神儿女们的身上所发表出来的,
but what is the glory of Christ that's manifested upon God's children?
有人多一点,
some may have more,
有人没有那么多,
some may have less.
但是为什么有这个差别?
Why is there this difference?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
那一个时候,
at that time,
我们就知道,
we know that
这是神公义判断的明证,
that is the manifest token of the righteous judgment of God.
因为那些为着主而忍受没有离开主要他们占的地位的,
because those who forbear and did not depart away from the position which the Lord wants them to stand,
主当然不会遗漏数算他们,
of course the Lord would not forget them and do not count them.
但是并不是所有神的儿女们都这样站立在主的面前只等到主来的,
but is that the case with all the children of God that you stand in that fashion?
有些在中途,
as they wait for the Lord's return,
后来又回转,
maybe some they have returned, draw back, and then they turn back.
有些是一直站立到一个时间他又好像偏离,
maybe some stood for a long time and then they left.
那当然, 主也纪念数算他们,
of course the Lord still counts and remembers them.
但是他们被数算的就不会比那些一直站立在主面前的那些,
but of course, as the Lord remembers them, they would not be remembered as much as those who always stood firm before the Lord. Then we can see, the remembrance of the Lord upon those he counts is not according to his liking or not, but it is according to the actual circumstance, their experience of following the Lord. We thank our Lord.
到那一个时候,
at that time,
基督是我们的生命,
Christ is our life.
他在荣耀里显现的时候, 我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
As he is manifested in glory, we will be manifested in glory with him.
只是在那个荣耀显现的时候,
but it is in that manifestation of glory, some glory of the children of God will be manifested greater, and some manifested as less. It is not that God is favoritism, but it is the manifestation of God's glory.
神荣耀的显出在神儿女们的身上,
as that is manifested upon God's children,
乃是根据神的儿女们如何来跟随主,
it depends on how his children follow him.
我们实在感谢赞美我们的神,
we praise and thank our God.
他一直叫我们跟随主的人把眼睛放在主的身上,
he continues to call us to follow him, but with our eyes focused on the Lord,
而不是放在我们的眼见上,
not upon those which we can see.
更不是放在我们自己个人所的遭遇上。
Even more so, not upon ourselves and what we encounter.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
主的话说。
The Lord's word said.
我们所经过的一些的艰难，都是和神的国发生直接的关系。
All the hardship that we may encounter is directly connected with the kingdom of God.
因此，我们求主给我们一个准确的心思来看我们在地上的年日所遭遇的一切事。
Therefore, we ask the Lord to give us an accurate heart to see all the things that we encounter on our days on earth.
我想我们今天晚上就先交通到这里。
I think we'll first share here about this tonight.